What's up, stoners? We're back for another episode of the Penninated Stoners. Grab your blunts, bongs, papers, pipes, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit. Pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high. You almost did it again.
That wasn't as bad. I just stumbled a little bit. You know, I knew what to say this time. I, like, completely forgot what to say last episode. I don't think we had smoked in, like, a week. I was high as shit. I completely forgot what to say. Order, say it in, everything. How y'all been?
I'm cool. I feel like I never know what to say. But yeah, I'm cool, dude. Most exciting thing, my cactus.
You told us a little bit about that last week. You got it yet?
Fuck yeah. Fuck no, I do not. But I will.
I thought you were supposed to have it last week.
I am supposed to get it tomorrow.
So why are we still talking about cactus that you ain't even got at home yet?
Because it's about the hype of getting it. I don't have to have that shit to be hype about it. It's at the studio waiting on me right now.
I still don't see how it's supposed to survive.
What do you mean? Because it's a fucking cactus, dude. Why would it not survive? You know how long those things can go without water? Probably a long time. I don't know that much about cactus.
Phone froze up over here.
I wasn't planning on it. Now you're just throwing shade for no reason. Like, so that even proves my point further. Why are you throwing shade for no reason? It's okay. I just won't let you see it when I get it.
It went for like a minute and then it down started freezing up for me for some reason.
My energy only makes shit better. I don't know what that means, like. I know I don't put in a lot of work. Yeah, you know what's funny? So I was walking through Walmart the other day. So like the gym I train at, it's like a boxing gym.
It's
like
possible that every bit of this recorded and it was just like skipping while doing so.
That's even better. Look, long story short, people just spit in the floor because it's like you said at my gym. It's like a boxing gym, dude. Blood on the walls, like it's dingy. Yo, what do you mean? What like? Yeah, there's blood on the wall, spit on the floor.
I'm about to say, what kind of spit? Like you get hit in the mouth and you spit the blood out? Like I kind of say some shit like that. Like,
any like when I'm training and I got my gloves on, if I got like my nose stopped up, I just and then keep it moving. Like that's how you do it. So,
that's
look,
nasty.
But anyways, what I look, what
nasty.
I was getting into.
But it's a Hispanic gym though, ain't it?
It is all like Spanish people, Dominicans and Puerto Ricans and Mexicans.
Y'all walk around barefooted in that motherfucker?
No, fuck no. That's just gross. We know it's gross. We know it's gross.
Y'all gross, but y'all still got that spit around the motherfucker.
Yeah, man. Like
fighters are probably some of the most gross people.
Yeah,
it's like fighters, wrestlers, and then offensive linemen. It's like those are like the nastiest people.
Just be like that, bro. I was walking through Walmart, man, and for some reason I forgot I was at Walmart, dude. So I was just like, oh, yeah. Yeah, it was bad. And then I was like, oh, shit, dude, I'm at Walmart. Then I felt bad about it, so I cleaned it up. Yeah, I was like, ain't no way I just did that shit in public. No fucking way.
I'd be judging people that just do it, like, outside.
For real?
Like, I think it's just nasty. I mean, I've been in situations camping where maybe you have to, but, like, you don't have to. Like, go to a fucking bathroom. Like, get something out the car. Like,
no, when you're training, ain't no time for all that, though. That's why it's different. Like, you just got to do what you got to do, then you keep
But why are you training with a snotty nose?
Well, it's not that your nose is snotty. Sometimes all that shit gets broken up. And
stop getting your ass beat there. Get hit in the chest and just have a snotty nose.
Yo, what the fuck, man?
I mean, he's probably trying to make sure it don't come back in another window.
Yo, it's weird to me when people have to make a lot of noise to spit. Like, I feel like that's unnecessary. You ever heard somebody that before they spit, they just made, like, every noise in a book?
Well, they're getting it from, like, mid-throat. Like, they're pulling that shit all the way up.
And that's
or out of their nose, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Get a fucking neti pot. Like,
I used to go to daycare with this kid, like, because you're talking about dudes sticking his head out the window. I used to go to daycare with this kid. There was something wrong with him. I didn't know what autism was at the time. Maybe he was autistic. I don't know. But he'd pick at his lips until they bleed. Like, he'd just pick at his lips constantly. No, he had more than anxiety. Maybe his anxiety caused him to pick his lips because he's already autistic, but he had more than that. No, I don't know. I didn't know what autistic was at the time. He was something.
Yo.
No, man.
I'm saying he might have been autistic. I didn't know what that was at the time, but he was something.
Was he cool?
Nah, he wasn't cool. There was this girl with Down syndrome. She was cool.
Yo, Down syndrome people be dope, dude.
Yeah, she was funny as hell.
Yeah, and they be smart as shit, too. Like, super fucking smart. Like, I was this dude in my art class, man. He didn't know shit about anything else, bro. He really couldn't even speak. But if you just named a country, he would tell you the capital of it.
Matter of fact, you ever seen the videos of Beetlejuice? Some slow dude, he was on the Howard Stern show, like, in the 90s.
Oh, that's my dude. I fuck with
yeah.
Beat. Yeah, man.
She kind of reminded me of that a little bit. Because you ask her a question, she give you, like, off the wall answers. And as kids, we just got a kick out of that. But there was this other slow girl at the daycare, and she was mean. Like, you kind of mess with her at all, she might down throw something at you, hit you. Like, you didn't want to mess with her.
Yeah, I forgot what it was on, but there was this person telling a story about some people giving somebody with Down syndrome some acid.
That's wild. Apparently there was a show about Down syndrome love, like people finding, like, a dating show for Down syndrome or something. Or a reality show about inside of them dating, something like that.
I like it.
I think it's called Down with the Love or something. Huh?
Are they both Down syndrome?
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I know.
That makes sense.
I saw this post the other day I thought was funny. It says you're in a zombie apocalypse and you only have two of these items. Minecraft stone sword, Xanax, children's scissors. Yeah. English to Australian Dictionary, a Pepsi, Avril Lavigne 2003 CD, Mario costume, mustard, pair of Heelys. What two items you taking?
The Heelys and the scissors.
Zombie apocalypse.
Oh, no, that's a good question, but where? Are we, like, in this area?
Let's assume you're at home and the zombie apocalypse is coming to you. Like.
Oh, Heelys and
scissors. You need that Avril Lavigne CD.
Yeah, Hilly's and
said, I'm going to be stuck in this house on lockdown. I need some music.
Do the scissors have to be, why children's scissors?
Because that's your options.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
maybe your kid's in school, and that's the only scissors in the house.
Well, I don't have kids.
Well, you know, if you did.
But I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm taking the Minecraft sword and the Heelys.
Wait, the Minecraft sword? I thought you said the stone.
It said Minecraft stone sword.
Oh, yeah. I'm taking that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you can really stab. I mean, maybe if you try hard enough, but you can definitely whack somebody. It says stone sword. See, I'm taking that in the Heelys.
Yo, Heelys are an overall good decision.
You might have to, you know, skirt on these zombies.
Yeah, bro. You ever just accidentally end up in an apocalypse, get some Heelys, bro.
Oh, yeah. That's the only time I'm wearing Heelys. I'm too cool in regular world to wear Heelys. But zombie apocalypse. Zombie apocalypse, I'm getting the Heelys. Hey. Hey. Well, I might be getting a little old, but I think I'm still cool in my old age. I'm all right, you know. I ain't bought me overalls yet. I've been thinking about it, though. I might get me some overalls.
Why not?
Because, man, I live on down 5 acres of, you know, woods and dirt.
I feel like
I might as well get some overalls. I drive a Jeep now.
Yeah, I feel like overalls don't work unless you grow corn. Except for him, because he has a donkey. That equates. A donkey equals corn.
All right, so if I get a donkey, I can get overalls. I got to buy them same day.
Or corn.
Or corn.
Or corn, dude. Type shit. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah.
I don't know. I might do it. But you know, there's like cool overalls you can get, but I was just talking about getting the jean ones.
I like the Michael Myers cool with that one.
That's coveralls. Yeah, that's coveralls.
I mean,
that's
basically
like
the fucking same. One has sleeves and one don't.
Overalls is for like hillbillies and farmers and shit. Coveralls is for mechanics.
That makes sense.
And yeah, that's pretty much it. Like mechanics.
And Michael Myers.
Well, yeah, he might have been a mechanic for all we know. Nah, he's too big to be a mechanic. You don't want to be a big guy to be a mechanic.
Yo, for all you know, he wasn't even a bad guy. Like, maybe he just had an addiction to killing people. We all have crutches, man. Maybe
that was just his crutch.
Yeah, maybe that is his. Like,
hey, still better than pedophiles, man. I'll take it.
Yeah, I agree.
There was a news story, a real news story, about Gooch Grease. You ever heard of it?
What the fuck is that? No.
Just by the first word.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to hear about that.
Apparently, men are, I don't know where they're at. I don't know where this came from. Apparently, men are using maxi pads in their underwear to catch their gooch grease.
Ew. Oh, shit.
They're tired of the swamp ass.
I can't relate. On no level do I get that, dude. I don't.
Damn, can't understand then.
I definitely not. I would never put a fucking pad down there. Like,
nah, I wouldn't do that either. You just gotta deal with the swamp ass like a man.
Yeah, man, yo, you gotta let that grease drip.
Just make sure you shower every night. You'll be all right.
Y'all are gross.
I don't know, unless she likes a little extra flavor, then you know. Just
yo. So you've never had swamp ass and knew you had swamp ass and somebody still suck your dick? Never had that?
Yeah, dude, for sure.
You just not said you didn't get swamp ass, though.
I mean, I get sweaty, though. Like, I know, but I don't ever.
Like,
I my ass don't be wet like that when I get sweaty.
Apparently you didn't know. No, I'm just playing. Must not smell that bad, you know.
Hey, seasoning, bro. Season me.
There was this joke I heard.
The same way that you marinate your steak, you got to marinate that thing, too. Like,
this is another podcast I was listening to, and somebody was talking about, you ever just want to taste your girl's day? Like, taste your girl's day.
I get it.
Like, you know, she come home from work or gym or whatever it is, and you don't let her take a shower first.
I get it. No, I get it. It be like that sometimes, man. Like, sometimes I ain't no time for all that. Like, we don't have time to shower. We doing it now.
So you're gonna be taking off in a couple of weeks, going on a trip.
Yeah.
You gonna do any UFO hunting while you're out in Arizona?
New Mexico.
Where do the most sightings happen? Arizona or New Mexico?
I don't know, but the biggest one happened in New Mexico. That was Roswell. When in 1947, I think, that's where the term flying saucer came in, a spaceship crashed. Well, so they say.
So they say, so you don't believe it crashed?
I mean, I can't prove or disprove it. It's just a thing that would if. And I like the mystique.
You want to go see this? Is there still something to see at this crash site?
No.
There's not like a crater or a hole or anything?
No, like they went through extreme lengths to cover this shit up. A lot of people went missing during the process, all this. It was a whole fucking thing, dude. Back in the day. But it is what it is. I'm excited to go. I got my favorite Scooby-Doo.
I didn't know this was a whole thing.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
The Roswell incident, dude. I'm not even like super into... I am. I really fucking like aliens. Let me not even try to. I don't need to be humble about that.
I didn't know more about the Roswell incident.
Yeah, bro.
I didn't know it was as big of a deal.
Man, check this shit out, dog. Like, well, you already know a spaceship crash. That's about it. No. I don't have a space to get probed. That's not what that's for.
I thought you were pulling the Kim Jong-un thing again. Because you said, I don't have a space for it.
Oh, yeah, that
But then
too.
You turned around and said, that's not what it's for.
That, too. Yeah, I'm hyped to go check that shit out, though. They got a diner that's, like, shaped like an alien. I'm trying to eat there. I got my favorite Scooby-Doo, the alien one.
So the city feeds into it a little bit?
Oh, that's that whole fucking... Well, what Roswell is it's an air base. And there just happens to be, like, a really small town that's next to it.
So
it's,
US,
it's not like a city.
So it's like a U.S. air base, like Air Force?
Yeah.
So basically, you get too close, they go shoot you.
Probably. I don't really know what to expect.
So then what city are you going to? You said there's a city right inside? Or is it not the same name?
It's okay, so it's like a small town. It's all Roswell.
Okay.
But it's just not like a city.
And the town has an alien restaurant.
A diner, yeah.
Does any more of the town feed into this alien crash thing?
That's the only reason people know about this town. Because it's like a small fucking nowhere type shit. Like, if this thing wouldn't have happened, most people wouldn't even know what Roswell is.
Word.
What I'm trying to do. Well, I'm trying to go missing in India with the monks. I'm trying to fuck with the monks before I fuck.
Yeah,
with
I think he kind of does one. I think he wants to be abducted by aliens. Cause
I would.
Where do we go camping at? Where we go
Brown
camping
Mountain.
At? Brown Mountain. So we went to Brown Mountain. Like, we didn't go to the spot, but out there, you don't have to explain it, but somewhere close by.
Oh, man, you want the deets on this? I got
yeah.
you, bro. All right. So in North Carolina, there's this place called Brown Mountain. And basically, throughout history, there have been these lights that come up, not anywhere specific, like sometimes up in the sky, sometimes on the ground, sometimes up in the trees. But whenever this shit happens, people go missing. And there was one night where, like, these lights appeared, and, like, 30 fucking people went missing, all from the same general area. And a couple of these people were cops. And none of them returned, except for like two or three people did, and they all had similar stories of being abducted by aliens. But then the government gets involved way back in the day when I think it was like in the 60s, the Air Force did some shit, Operation Blue Book, which was to find out what UFOs were, and then later on, the government released the Freedom of Information Act, which forced them to declassify any files that they had. And they did, but they refused to release the Brown Mountain files, so Operation Blue Book got shut down.
Word.
And that's where we went camping. That shit was tight.
So, yeah, so we go camping out in this mountain. But, I mean, it's like it's like campsites and shit out there. But he wanted to really go camping in the exact spot where that happened at, where the last people that, yeah, where the past, where the last abduction happened.
Yo, why not, dude? Go hard or go home.
This shit was already creepy looking as it was.
Oh, we got lucky, too.
We didn't get lucky.
So
I told you it was going to work out from the start, dude. I told you it was going to be cool. Nah,
he
man,
calls
look.
It like manifestation
nah,
or something.
Look.
I call it luck.
No,
nah,
look. No, nah, look. Look, we planned this shit for like 2 weeks, and the whole 2 weeks leading up to it, I said a million times, I was like, look, we're just going to get there and figure it out. I don't know where we're going. And they were like, all right. I said that 100 fucking times.
I don't feel
like
you did.
I did. I definitely did. I was like, yo, I don't know where we're going. We're just going to get there and figure it out because we were prepared to hike. And then we get there. And they're like, yo, we should just get a hotel room tonight. I was like, man, y'all get a hotel room tonight.
No, we pull up.
We park on the side of the road.
Yeah,
we
park on the side of
the
road, and they just want to start walking through the woods.
Yeah, bro.
Like, no trail or nothing. I'm like, man, that's how people die.
No,
like,
dude.
And what I was really worried about was bears.
No, I told them, I was like, it's going to work out, bro. It's going to work out. We're going to be good. And we were. Because I told you we would be.
Finally, we down, fell for it. We start walking a little bit. And we barely even get into the woods, and we came across a creek, and it was already a campsite set up, like, where somebody had been in the past.
Yeah, there was
I was like, fuck it, I guess this is where we're staying tonight. So then we set up our tents, and that's where we stayed for, what, two nights? We're gone. We leave about a month or two later. I like hear on the news that a bear attack happened in that area. I was like, see, this is what the fuck I was worried about. I ain't trying to fuck no bear. He told me I got a knife.
Yo, I'm cool, bro. It's all good, man.
I think we had what, a knife and a nine?
You gotta get close to that motherfucker first.
I don't even think. No, it was year 380.
380?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not killing a bear. We had a knife and a 380. Like, we was not prepared for a bear.
We would be cool. Yeah, we would be cool.
It worked out, though. We had a good time.
Y'all like alien shit, man. You know how cool it would be to get abducted by aliens? Like, if you knew that you would make it back, would you? Like, you didn't know what they were going to do, but you knew you would make it back to Earth.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do that. You know you're going to make it back.
You know you're going to make it back.
But you don't know what they're going to do to you.
But you don't know what they're going
to
do to you.
Nah, because that's all these shows talking about probing and shit. It's always in the ass for some reason.
Yo,
all
right. Okay, but to be fair, when you hit a certain age, you start getting probed anyway because they got to check certain shit as a man. So how's that any different? You're going to let a human probe you to check that prostate, but you want, like, a fucking alien? Like, come on.
Kind of just made a good point, man.
Come
like,
on, like,
maybe if the alien goes in there first, I'll never need a doctor to probe me.
No, because then when you go and get the colonoscopy, you're going to say, well, I know this ain't going to be as bad as that.
Or maybe I'll never need one because they'll change my insides like some metal shit,
just
you know,
remove
like.
Remove your prostate.
Yeah, they remove it, they replace it. You know? The satellite that they're putting in your ass has to come from somewhere.
Yeah, that shit would be tight, bro.
Worst thing I gotta worry about is rust, I guess.
That would hurt coming out. Yeah, dude. Yo, so I recently rethought my opinion on frogs. Alright, for context, I don't fuck with frogs. I don't know why, I don't fuck with them. Like, okay, have you ever held one? That's all you need to know. That speaks for itself.
Yeah, they're a little weird.
That's just weird as fuck, dude. Like, I was not even, like, really scared of them. I just don't like them. Like, I don't want it around me. Don't put that shit on me. We will fight before you put that shit on me.
That sounds like you're afraid of it, then.
No, I just don't want that shit on me. Like, respect my boundaries. But anyways.
I watched you run from one, though.
Dude, they started making little fucking robots out of frogs.
Yeah.
That they're going to use to clean water. Yeah. They're, like, skinning the frogs and then making little robots out of the skin cells.
Oh, they're...
Nah, dead ass. Look, like I got that shit pulled up on my phone right now. They're called Xenobots.
They, as in,
each about half a millimeter wide, can swim through very thin tubes and traverse curvy mazes.
This doesn't help the conspiracy that says that some birds are already robots and the government's just spying on us with birds. Now they're over here making robot toads and frogs and shit.
Okay, here we go. Using blobs of skin cells from frog embryos, scientists have grown creatures unlike anything else. These microscopic living machines can swim, sweep up debris, and heal themselves after a gash.
I fuck with the, like, idea of it, but it's just, you can't, science and government aren't separated.
Of course not. A lot of scientists are government funded.
Yeah, I mean, where else are they going to get all the money from?
Yeah.
So, my point is, you can't trust these robot frogs.
Okay, alright, I agree, but going back to the same conversation, apply that to the AI.
Oh, no, I was just fucking around. It felt like the fine hot take to take last week.
What do you mean? Because you said...
Yeah, but that was last week. This is this week.
But it applies.
I know.
Okay.
No, I don't think AI should ever be president. This is some bullshit I said last week.
No, not that. Just the evolution of AI in general.
Well, I mean, it's possible that, you know, AI end up taking over itself.
iRobot.
Yeah. But why do we assume that has to be bad, though?
Yo, what if instead of a zombie apocalypse, we have an AI apocalypse? I'll be down for that.
What if AI doesn't want to completely kill off humans because we are the worst thing for the world? What if they just want to teach us how to live better with the world?
I don't think we, as humans in general, would accept that. We can't comprehend something being superior to us enough to teach us. What? Are you fucking crazy? Nah, that's not how humans work. I mean, there might be select individuals like us that are open to,
those might be
like,
the
okay,
ones that survived then.
Yeah, but it would take a lot to get there. That would pretty much be the start of a war. Because then we would fight back. We wouldn't just let them exterminate us. We can't stand for that shit either. Like, fuck them robots.
Yeah, but at this point, the robots are going to win the war. There's not going to be any point. and took over. Like, if it really got to that movie setting point where robots are that smart, there's not being any stopping them. It's done and over with now.
We did.
You guys, have you guys ever heard of the game Horizon Zero Dawn? You?
No.
So basically it's about these, so it's set in the future, but it's these people are living like their, like tribes did back in the day. Like kind of primitive. But they, animals, or not animals, robots fucking took the uprising. So all the animals are like robot animals, and they're fucking with the humans. So basically, that's kind of what that game is. Like the machines took over, fucked everybody up, and now the humans are making a comeback. So I might conceive some shit like that.
Would you do some kind of surgery type, make you half robot?
No. I'm cool with my body.
But what if your body wasn't so cool anymore?
Well, define what type of robot.
Like, I don't know. Just made you half robot.
If a half robot?
It's just like, you know, like Cyborg or I think there's a... Kind of like Wolverine, but he's not robot. But, you know, something like that.
Like
idea.
The guy from Teen Titans. Did you ever watch that?
Yeah, Cyborg.
Oh, you did just say that? Oh, yeah. But I've never seen the Terminator, so I don't care.
I think there's a movie, though, where somebody's like, they use robot like pieces pretty much to put this human back together, so it's half robot.
No, I don't think I would. I like my body.
Inspector Gadget. What if you could be an Inspector Gadget?
If I was born that way, that would be tight. But would I just, like, cut my hand off to get that shit? Nah. No, I'm good.
But I'm saying, what if your body wasn't, you know, you're in a car accident, you're mangled, you're going to die, or you could be half robot?
I mean, define half robot, though.
I just
like.
Fucking did.
No, you didn't. Like, what parts? Because, like, I'm thinking, you know, no arms, no legs, I would just go without.
Alright, you're going, no.
Really? Are we thinking like 50-50? Alright,
so yeah, you're going to have
top
like...
half, bottom half,
no,
left,
so
right.
Half your head's going to be a robot face, half of it's going to be a regular face. You're going to have right brain's robot brain, left brain's there. Then you're going to have like your left arm, right arm's going to be robot, and then your left leg's going to be robot, so it's going to switch.
Okay, and then what's the alternative? You die?
Yeah.
I'm cool with dying, bro. No, straight up, like it is what it is. Not really. No, like this human life, it's been cool, but when it's time for me to go, I'm with it.
It also lets you jump higher and hit stronger.
I don't need to jump.
You can be a superhero.
I don't need to hit stronger. I don't need to be a superhero. I'm cool with being me.
Yeah,
all right, then you could be a what do you call it? Like Deadpool.
I don't want to be like Deadpool. Yeah, I'm like, I feel you, but no, I'm good.
Could also just live longer, you know.
But I mean, I don't need to do that.
I don't know, I think I'll do it. You'll do it. I'm taking over the world, shit. Fuck that. Who's gonna stop me? I'm half robot.
Yeah, I help you from the spirit world, dog. I got you.
Bet. I might need that.
Yeah, I'm gonna fuck with you at first, bro. Your house is gonna be haunted as shit when I die.
What makes you think you're gonna be like welcomed in this house when you're dead?
I go where I want to, bro.
Nah, there's gonna be some shit stopping you.
Nah, dude.
You're gonna like just look at it, but like for some reason I can't go in there. And then you're just gonna turn around. That's what it's gonna be. Yeah. This might be our shortest episode ever, but you know, JP's got shit to do today. I think it's pretty good though. Y'all got anything to add before we get out of here?
Nah.
Y'all suck at even just saying no. Like, yeah, damn, I carry y'all's asses.
Well, no, because I was thinking going against what we were just talking about, science could be cool too. Like, because they started using spinach leaf to repair heart tissue. I think that's dope.
Spinach leaves?
Yeah.
Heart tissue as in, like, In like human tissue?
Like, yeah, like the tissue of a heart that we have.
That is interesting.
It is. Like, two people were sitting down having lunch, and one of them looked at a spinach leaf and was like, the veins. And the other one were like, yeah. And then they were like, all right, let's try it. So then they did some shit, and they, like, flushed the leaf with some shit that I don't know how to pronounce. They flushed out the plant cells, so they were left with, like, this clear film type shit. And then they put that on artificial heart tissue, connected the veins, and then circulated.
That's going to be the new rich white thing to do. Like, even my fake tissue is organic. Like... I bought my own fake tissue at Whole Foods.
The veganism of science.
Oh, well, shit. That was interesting. But we got to get out of here. I think it was a great episode, guys. You know, make sure to subscribe, follow, whatever. We'll holler at y'all next week.